The MBTA has ambitious plans for commuter rail, including electric trains and more frequent service. But there are a few details on exactly how much this overhaul will cost or where the money will come from. And as WBUR's Anindore and Wameka reports, the plan comes amid a broader push for the state to generate more money for transportation.
The plan to overhaul the commuter rail calls for the system to run more like a subway. So think rapid transit that stretches beyond Boston. Sounds great, but how much is it going to cost?
It's difficult to put a precise number on it now, but obviously it is not going to be cheap.
Steve Poftak is the MBTA's general manager, and he's right, it won't be cheap. The plan approved this month by the T's Fiscal and Management Control Board could fall somewhere between $10 billion and almost $29 billion.
And now we have to get to work on putting in place a phasing plan and obviously getting the type of funding in place that's going to be required to execute it.
And that points to another key question. Where will the money come from to pay for this? It's a question not just for the commuter rail, but for the entire transportation system. Over the last few months, there's been a growing chorus of voices from businesses, advocates, and mayors calling for a number of measures to raise money to fix the state's transportation system. One idea is to add more tolls. Another idea?
Regional ballot initiatives are the way that America builds transit.
Mark Drayson is executive director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council. He says regional ballot initiatives allow voters to approve local tax measures to fund their own transportation projects.
If you go to Los Angeles, if you go to Seattle, if you go to Denver, if you go to Houston, these are places where local and regional voters have said, we really need this project. And in those cases, local and regional voters have decided to contribute to the development and improvement of their transit system.
Drayson isn't just thinking locally. He says Massachusetts should also look to the federal government.
The state hasn't really clearly indicated what will the next three or four or five big projects be in the transit arena. That's not rail alone. And I think it's very important to get us into the position where we can be competitive for federal funds.
There's also a contested revenue option, increasing the state's gas tax. This idea has been unpopular among voters. Proponents point out that the last gas tax increase was just 3 cents, and that was 6 years ago.
The crisis is on everyone's doorstep.
Lynn Mayor Thomas McGee is part of a coalition calling for a 15-cent hike to the gas tax. He says that would generate $450 million a year in revenue.
Which would really be a substantial amount of money to start to address some of these other issues. It doesn't get us all the way where we need to be, but it's a step in the right direction.
Lawmakers are considering taking that step and several other revenue options. There's also the governor's $18 billion transportation bond bill. Christopher Zegras teaches transportation and urban planning at MIT. He says these measures are fine for now, but in the long term, the state needs to move to a different system where commuters pay a lot more to use the roads.
So why don't we just move to a system where cars get charged and that charge goes up when you're driving it in places and at times when there is congestion?
This is known as congestion pricing, and it already exists in many major cities.
We actually get the system that we pay for it. We don't pay enough, and thus our system is falling apart.
Many business groups, advocates, and municipal leaders want the state to adopt a range of options to bring in new revenue for transportation. Their hope is lawmakers will push past the usual political gridlock so the rest of us aren't stuck in traffic. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wameka.